Let's do some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Matt, in quotes, says, "Hey, guys, talking about feelings isn't really my strong suit, but I really need some advice on how to deal with something that I overheard my wife tell her friends."
Okay.
First, some backstory. My wife and I have been together almost 10 years, married for 5. Mm-hmm. We're as solid as you can get, or so I thought. We rarely fight. Our love life is healthy. We go on date nights every other week, send memes to each other daily. Our connection is strong.
Yeah.
Last week, I had to work late, suggested that she have some friends over. She loved that idea.
Yeah.
Well, I ended up finishing earlier than I thought, came home, heard all the talking of the ladies in the living room, didn't want to interrupt, slipped in, went to our room unnoticed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was talking pretty loud, though, so I could hear a lot. And my wife's ex-boyfriend came up in conversation.
Okay.
I heard her telling the group that 4 years into our relationship, she got a call from her ex-boyfriend, who didn't have a job, but promised to take her to see the world. She said that she had a bag packed and was ready to leave, but in the end decided not to and settled for the stability I was giving her.
Wow.
I didn't know about any of this. She never told me, and she says that apparently she settled for me.
Mm.
One of her friends asked her if she ever regretted her choice. She said she used to, but not recently. One word that kept revolving in my head now is settled.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to carry on like I didn't hear that? She's going to be the most honest with her girls, right? So if I confront her about what I heard, how can I truly trust her if she tells me she doesn't really feel that way?
Yeah.
What would you guys do if you were me?
I would subtly bring up the word settled in a bunch of different ways. Just drop that word every now and then. I'm going to settle for this pizza today.
Oh.
And you know, just like sort of.
Have you settled on a movie you want to watch tonight?
I think that's very healthy to just start
just
dropping.
Passive aggressively,
just drop the word settled into everyday normal conversation.
To get her to say, hey.
Have you settled on where you want to eat tonight?
What's up?
Have you settled on this fabric softener?
Uh-huh. Have you settled on me? It's going to erupt there. That's where it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to. Because if you don't say anything to her, it's just going to eat you alive.
Yes. And, I mean, I understand, you know, where he's coming from. That hurts. That is
sure.
He's now rethinking everything.
Well, but if things are...
Did she ever really truly love me?
Well,
or is it just because I'm a good guy on paper?
No, I think she probably had a moment. What did he say? Like, after they were just married, maybe?
It was 4 years into the relationship.
Okay, so they weren't married yet.
No, they weren't married
yet. And so it was like, maybe ex-boyfriend came around and was like, I'm going to give you all this stuff.
Yeah, let's go see the world, babe. She's like, bad boy, yes, he doesn't have a job. Yes, I'm going to just run and be carefree with this guy. She's ready to go, and then she's like, nope, I need to do the smart thing. Like, maybe she... Her heart was kind of tugging her at first.
Yeah.
But then her head got her heart back in line like, hey, that's stupid.
And it sounds like she's in line now.
Yeah.
And so I think you're good. Maybe just bring it up to her and be like, hey, I overheard something that's been weighing on me. Yeah, exactly. So because I'm sure she realized when she came, you know, when you came out at some point, you're like, oh, you're here. I didn't know you were here, you know, because
maybe
it wouldn't have been a secret the rest of the night. You could bring it up to her sooner than later. But have you ever been the settlee? Do you have experience with this?
Yeah. I think if he tells her, just like, he's got to be honest. Like, hey, I came home early. I want to interrupt, but I did. You guys were kind of loud, and I heard you say something that, and I need to know, are you truly happy?
Yeah. Yeah, and 100% whatever you're doing now, I mean, before you talk to her, she knows something's up. She knows because you probably don't have
You've been trying to be normal, but she can tell.
I'm sure she knows something's off.
Yeah.
So you just need to say it soon rather than later. Take it from experience from me, where sometimes I try to choose the right times to bring stuff up, and it takes a time to figure out the right time to bring stuff up. And And like, my wife knows, she's like, I knew something was, you just say it.
Yeah.
Like, I know when you're thinking something and something is off. So
Justin and Tony are rolling in early just from the guy's point of view. Get her a backpack and a card saying, you know, like they're ready to just ditch and run.
I know. I know what you did.
I know what you said.
4 years into our relationship. Uh-huh. All right, 502-795-1997. This is group therapy. So our listener, Matt, overheard his wife telling some girlfriends she settled for him. It's 99.7 DJX. That's group therapy. And now he's like, well, that doesn't sound good. And
no.
I'm surprised at how many people are saying, hey, pack your bags. It's time you go. This... like a listener who goes by Turtle says, don't stick around. You've heard all you need. A tip from a fellow settlee.
Yeah, and then Chelsea agreed with that. But then Jessica's got a really good point. Safety and stability can feel like settling when you're used to chaos. Mm-hmm. She doesn't regret you. She loves you and her life with you. And Laura Ann says it's kind of the same thing. If you're as solid as you state, be honest. Tell her what you heard. One awkward conversation can save you from hundreds of awkward moments or feelings in the future.
Yeah.
Might even make you stronger.
Yeah.
So don't let it fester and build resentments, causing intrusive, insecure thoughts for your relationship that might lead to even bigger unnecessary issues.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You've got to talk to her. Otherwise, it's just going to eat you alive, like we said. And the sooner the better, because she knows something is off because you guys have been together for 10 years.
Yes.
So she picks up on the unspoken, the subtleties of your demeanor. She knows what's normal and what's not. And I'm sure as much of a poker face as you think you have, your body language is telling her something different.
She's
so she knows something is up and she doesn't know what it is.
Yeah, Ginger has a good point. Anyone who tells you that some level of temptation has never entered their lives is lying. Her ex swooped in, promised her a fantasy escapism that contrasted starkly to the predictability of married life. But
yeah.
In the end, she didn't leave. She didn't cheat. She right. chose you.
Right.
She chose to stay settled in the life you guys have made. Never overlook that. Do you guys travel? If not, maybe plan a trip. Show her that she chose the right partner without ever calling her out on it.
Yeah, that's a good point where if her ex was promising, hey, let's see the world, why don't you, you know, plan some sort of trip for the future? Maybe not like next weekend. But maybe it's a, hey, when we hit a milestone or something like that, maybe next year or in 2 years, we can plan a trip to some place exotic.
And maybe the term settle doesn't necessarily have to be in a negative connotation because a lot of people say settled down.
Right.
So she settled down because she wanted to build a life with you.
There you go. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Talk.
Yeah, Matt. I mean, it's an honest way that you came across this information.
Yes, yeah.
You just slipped home. You're trying to be sweet and respectful, not, you know, interrupt girls' night.
Right.
But they were loud.
Yeah.
So you naturally overheard it. You're not like you were
as
trying.
As girls will be.
You weren't trying to overhear or eavesdropping. It just kind of happened that way. So just tell her about it.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.